What's up, sailors? Welcome you all to the Marines Think podcast. So the latest news, I think you have already heard. The US Navy test shows 60% of carrier crew have coronavirus antibodies. The CDC has said that definitive data is lacking on whether individuals with antibodies are protected against reinfection from the coronavirus. So the updated is on June 9, 2020. So a US Navy investigation into the spread of the coronavirus aboard the Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier has found that about 60% of sailors tested had antibodies for the virus. Two US officials told Reuters on Monday, suggesting a far higher infection rate than previously known. In April, the Navy and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, started conducting serology tests to look for the presence of specific antibodies that are created by the immune system's attack response to the presence of the virus and remain in the blood for a period of time. More than 1,000 aboard tested positive for the virus as of April, less than 25% of the crew. The spread of the virus on the ship put into motion a series of events that led to the captain of the ship being relieved of his command after the leak of a letter he wrote calling on the Navy for stronger measures to protect the crew. One sailor from the ship died from the coronavirus and several others were hospitalized. But broadly, sailors who are generally healthier and younger fared better than the general population and most showed no symptoms whatsoever. The official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said that about 400 volunteers participated in the serology test, lower than the 1,000 volunteers that were sought, but enough to provide statistically relevant data about how the virus spread aboard one of the world's largest warships. The Roosevelt has about 4,800 personnel on the ship. The official said a formal announcement was expected as early as Tuesday. The Navy declined to comment. The serology test results appear to track closely with the data from the Roosevelt in early April, which showed that 60% of the sailors who were testing positive for the virus itself, not antibodies, were in fact symptom-free. Medical groups such as the American Medical Association have warned that serology tests can lead to false positives. The CDC has said that definitive data is lacking on whether individuals with antibodies are protected against reinfection from the coronavirus. In addition to the serology test, volunteers were also swabbed again for COVID-19, the respiratory disease caused by the virus, as well as asked to answer a short survey. Captain Brett Crozier was fired by the Navy's top civilian, then acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley, against the recommendation of uniform leaders. Modley resigned after a series of events, including his going abroad the carrier and questioning Crozier's character in a speech to Roosevelt crew, which was leaked to the media. The Navy has completed a broader review into the events leading to Crozier's firing and is expected to release the results of that investigation in the coming weeks. Thank you for listening to Marine Think podcast.